I want to switch instruments.
8 tips for dealing with kids wanting to switch. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Tip number 1, you must become a preacher. Preach, preach, preach. Preach on the balance of the different instruments. I like to connect it often to a game like soccer. Everybody can't play goalie in soccer. Everybody can't play forward. Some people have to be defenders and some people have to pass the ball. That's just kind of part of the nature of soccer. And it's the same thing with band. Have them preach on time, patience, and persistence, that those are things they're going to need to become better at their instrument. Sometimes students see the students who are playing what seems to them easier instruments, and they wish that they had the easier time. Tip number 2, make them get their own instrument. Sometimes it's just too easy for kids to switch, especially if you have a bunch of instruments lying around in the band room or if you have school-supplied instruments. But make them get their own instrument or maybe even switch at the end of the year. Maybe make them be required to come to summer band for newbies if that's something that you do. Tip number 3, talk to the parents. A lot of times this will solve the problem. Maybe the parents don't even know, and the parents are like, no way, they're not going to switch. Sometimes the parents are the problem, so there's that side of it also. What I like to do is sometimes I can talk parents down, especially if it's a move from a less expensive instrument to a more expensive instrument. For example, a student who is doing well on clarinet but wants to switch to sax, then the cost of that can often be something that will influence the parents. Or you might tell the parents that if they're going to switch, they have to take lessons. Here's a couple of lesson teachers. Sometimes that might squelch it also. This doesn't always work. I worked at one school where money was not an issue for some parents, and I had a girl who dropped band and who had 3 clarinets in various colors, because when she would on a whim say, oh, I like that color, her dad bought her one. Tip number 4, if the schedule allows it, require the student to take beginning band again. They need to learn the basics of their new instrument. Now, this isn't always possible. At my current school, we have band by grade level, and it would be not feasible to try to put students in beginning band again. Hey, if you're loving this podcast, if you would think about supporting me on patreon.com, I'll put this in the show notes also, but you go to patreon.com/themusiced podcast, and it will tell you a little bit more there. Tip number 5. Say no, no, no to percussion. I've got a link in the show notes to another podcast talking about what to do when kids say they want to switch to percussion. In a nutshell, I tell them that it's available for marching band. Also, sometimes I've run a percussion club. But as far as people switching to percussion, it needs to be really rare. Tip number 6, they need to try their instrument first. No, it's too hard. We all know there are instruments that are a little bit harder at the beginning. Clarinet is one of them. I've found that kids who want to do saxophone, they see how easy the saxophonists have it. And clarinet is a little bit harder, but I like to tell them that those are some of my students who become the best on their instruments when there's no struggle at the beginning. For example, with percussionists, if all they're doing is hitting the stick to the drums and not having to use any proper technique or to learn to read music, that can seem really easy to a 5th or 6th grader. So I like to tell them they need to persevere in their instrument first. They sometimes want to give up when they're hitting that hard patch. Tip number 7, I like this one. Require them to catch up. before switching, when I was teaching at the high school, I would get a lot of students who say, you know, Mr. Vine, I really wanted to play such and such instrument and I never got to, or I played it in seventh grade and the director made me switch and now I want to go back. That's where my heart is. And sometimes these were kids who were in my top band. So I would tell them, okay, that's fine, but you need to show me first that you can be just as good on this instrument before I'll switch you. And sometimes they did, and sometimes they didn't. Sometimes they decided the work was going to be too much. Tip number 8, try to investigate what their motivation is. Is it because it's an instrument they think it's easier? Is it because their friends are doing it? You just never know with young kids sometimes. I remember a kid who was doing well in band when I first started teaching middle school early in my career. And then he suddenly told me one day he wanted to quit. And this was a school that kind of let kids quit and do what they wanted in the middle of the year sometimes if they raised enough fuss. So I talked to him about it and I said, why do you want to quit band? And it turns out I had just redone the seating assignment and I seated him next to a young man he did not get along with. And so he thought the only option to get away from that was to quit band. Well, I quickly moved him to a new seat and I said, does that solve the problem? He was very happy and fine after that and never had a complaint again. And he stayed in band as long as I was there at that school. So find out what their motivation is. I hope that these 8 tips have helped you to learn how to deal with kids wanting to switch.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.